Macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from their deli for your family's dinner tonight. Or stopping in regularly for weekly grocery shopping. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon Food Pride, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Welcome back to Vito Tutera Field in Reese, where it is the Rockets 8, the Elk and Pigeon Bay 4 Lakers nothing. And Jason, why don't we refresh everybody on that Reese scoring drive, if you have that little bit of information there we can pass along.
Yeah, 9-yard touchdown run by Troy Albers. I do not have the amount of plays. Or,
okay.
I believe it was a 35-yard drive, so good field position for Reese. And, you know, Troy Albers able to punch it in from 9 yards out. The extra point, no good there, but Reese did come back. The Lakers had to punt it away. Reese had to punt it away. The Lakers were pinned deep inside their 5-yard line at about the 1. And on third down, Walter Van Houten tried to get it out, make a little more space for him there. Tackle in the end zone. Reese getting a safety there. So the 8-0 score, not a touchdown, a 2-point conversion like many would think. Actually, a touchdown and a safety by the Reese defense.
So the Lakers, they'll split a receiver, the Rockets split a receiver out to the near side and run it straight up the middle, and a first down for the Rockets is Cody Somerville. Went straight up the middle with it. So first and 10 for the Rockets. They have it on the Laker 19-yard line, 11:50 to play here in the first half. They'll split a receiver now wide in each direction and hand it off and go straight up the middle. A fumble on the play as Boehringer had the handoff and then lost it. And then it looks like, Jason, the Rockets recovered it, so no harm, no foul there.
Yeah, and actually a nice pickup on the fumble there, pickup of about 8 or 9 yards, and he can't go wrong there.
So second down coming up for the Rockets. Second down and 1. 11:15 to play first half. 8-0, Rockets with the lead. Lakers back on their heels on defense here as the Rockets are driving. Second down and 2 near the Laker 15. Penalty marker on the play and a false start going to be issued here, penalty issued against the Rockets. So second and 5 turns into second and 7.
Yeah, it looked like Cody Somerville. He was at a flanker position in that formation for Reese there, and he leaned ahead a little quick.
So 11:04 to go here in the first half. 8-0. And they'll mark off the penalty here. Second down and 7 coming up here for the Rockets. Yocklin up under center. Man in motion. That's going to be Somerville. Yocklin's going to pitch it out to Somerville. And Somerville going to be hit right near the line of scrimmage. Very little or no gain. He was forced out of bounds. So that'll stop the clock here momentarily.
Yeah, nice hard tackle. Kyle Trumner there for the Lakers coming up for the stop.
Homecoming night here in Reese, and we have all kinds of updates to pass along. In fact, I'll get those in right now. Ubley 22, Bad Axe 6, that in the first half over at Ubley. It's homecoming night there as well. Marlette 10, Harbor Beach 8, USA and Vassar tied up at 6 apiece. So if you have updates and want to pass them along, we'll be more than happy to get them out to you. Give us a call at the station, 989-269-9931. Yocklin for the Rockets back to throw, looking over the middle, pass incomplete. Intended for Caleb Natkowski, and he just threw it at his feet, Jason. Natkowski wide open, could have had a little bit of running space there.
Yeah, he was getting chased down there, Yacklin was, by big Jim Kaczynski, so he was looking to get rid of that ball pretty quickly. Nice job by the Laker defense here. They gave up a couple of big plays, but so far they've been able to hold them here, and now on 4th and 7, Coach Saylor's got a decision to make here for the Rockets. I don't think they have an able kicker of field goal here, but they do have some playmakers on the offense, and looks like they're going to send out Yacklin and go for it here on 4th and 7.
I don't know, Jason. We were watching the kicker during the pregame warmups and whether he was doing the kicks off the tee or not, but he was able to boom them quite a bit. We have a timeout on the field. We're going to take a break here with 10:39 to play in the first half. 8-0 Rockets. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
I'm Terry Brown, your state representative and the chair of the House School Aid Appropriations Committee. Sports can build confidence and character. I believe we all play a role in the education of our students. Parents, fans, and people in the community all set an example for students, whether they're aware of it or not. Help rekindle the spirit of citizenship and set a positive example in everything you do, both at the game and in the community. Good sportsmanship is what sets our schools apart and makes this a great place to live. Thanks for showing your community pride and building a better future for our children.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Harry Roan.
10:39 to play here in the first half. The Rockets with an 8-0 lead. Staring at a 4th-and-7 on the Laker 15-yard line.
Yeah, Coach Gardy wanted to get a timeout, get that defense straightened out here for this 4th-down play. Big play for this Laker defense. Just a matter of getting the offense going. The defense, with the short fields Reese has had on nearly every possession here, has really been pretty stout overall.
4th-and-7, here we go. Man in motion, that's Somerville. Yocklin back to throw. Over the middle, pass is complete. And into the end zone, that's a touchdown for Caleb Gatkowski. Gatkowski wide open, Jason, bought in the pass and picked up the 6 points.
Yeah, all Yocklin had to do was put it up for Gatkowski. Gatkowski has 6-1, a definite height advantage over the Laker defender back there. And an easy play for him, and he tumbles into the end zone for a Reese touchdown.
Extra point try coming up here. And it is up and good. So with 10:32 to play in the first half, the Rockets with a 15-0 lead over the Lakers. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
10:32 to play here in the first half, and the Rockets extend their lead 15-0 over the Elk and Pigeon Bay Four Lakers.
That last scoring drive by Reese, 7 plays, 34 yards. Kyle Yocklin, a 15-yard touchdown pass to Caleb Gatkowski, the extra point good. 15-0 Reese. Is that a good pretzel?
Very good. Kickoff will be fielded near the 10-yard line by Justin Lick. Out over the 20 to the 25-yard line, and Justin Lick tied up there for the Lakers, so a decent return. And the Lakers will have it 1st-and-10 on their own 25-yard line. A couple of updates to get you up to speed on. The Bearcats have extended their lead yet again, 29-6 over the Bad Axe Hatchet. Marlette 17, Harbor Beach 8. And USA Vassar still tied up at 6 apiece at last check. I want to thank Paul Adams of the Daily Tribune for providing some of those updates. Timeout called on the field. We're going to keep it right here, Jason. We're ahead on our spots, so we'll just keep it right here. And coming up, Jason, at halftime, I want to talk a little bit about the playoff picture, which is starting to come into focus. The Rockets, Jason, with a win here tonight, can clinch a spot. And the Rockets have had some success of late in the playoffs. They've gone deep a couple of years there. Made it to the semifinals here just a few years ago.
Well, this is the type of team here, too, kind of a veteran team. You have veterans at the skill positions. They start 3 seniors on the offensive line. Their defense is very strong. There's no reason this team shouldn't make a deep playoff run. And, it's almost a formality here tonight. A lot of people picking Reese coming into the game here so far, looking very strong here to start. And, this Reese team, they definitely could make some noise in Division Six.
And a team that has been in the playoffs the last couple seasons out here as well, wearing the green and white, not going to be in the playoffs this year, that being the Elk and Pigeon Bay Four Lakers, as we see Evan Gasho on the 1st-down carry pick up close to 4 on the play, so 2nd-and-6 coming up. Not the way Laker coach George Gardy, I think, wanted to go out.
Well, definitely not. And, that's the hard part about sustaining a program. You look at a program like Ubley where –